latest team news from clubcall.com.
Welcome along to Friday's Bulletin. For Newcastle, and Christian Atsu admits he must push himself to another level in order to nail down a Premier League starting place for Newcastle. The 25-year-old has started the Magpies' opening three top-flight matches this term, including providing an assist during the 3-0 victory over West Ham, having earned a permanent move to St James's Park following a strong end to last season. Atsu appears to have started the term as Benitez's first choice on the left wing. But with Rolando Arons and £10 million from a signing Jacob Murphy, among the other players competing for a wide berth, Atsu knows he must perform consistently if he is to retain his place. He said, "I'm very happy that I'm playing week in, week out. There's a lot of competition in the game, so I just need to work hard and try to compete with my colleagues. I'm also happy for my friends on the pitch. Any time I'm on the pitch, I want the club to win. I want to do something for the club. For me, it's very important that I keep working. We have a lot of talent. We have great players who are playing also wide, the same position as I play. I need to push myself to another level." Well, moving on, and Rafael Benitez's right-hand man, Francisco de Miguel Moreno, has reassured fans that the manager is in good spirits as he recovers from an operation. Rafa has been recovering at home following a recent medical procedure, but has been in constant contact with staff in preparation for Sunday's Premier League trip to Swansea. With the manager set to miss his usual pre-match media briefing on Friday, assistant boss Paco is set to step in to face reporters ahead of the journey to South Wales. Well, Paco said that we are very close as a team behind the scenes, so everyone is always happy to step in and help out wherever it's needed. We've all been in constant contact with Rafa as always, and while he's very keen to be back on the training pitch, he is in good spirits. He's feeling better each day, and we're looking forward to seeing him back shortly.